This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado are now at their lowest level since the start of the pandemic. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Right now, there are 64 people hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's the lowest number since the crisis began more than 3 years ago. And it's just a fraction of the peak of more than 1,800 patients hospitalized with the virus on December 1st, 2020. Coloradans are still dying from COVID-19, though. Last month, that number was about 20 a week. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
On the 11th anniversary of DACA, members of Congress have reintroduced a bill to protect Dreamers. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The bipartisan group say many Dreamers are now working and paying taxes after their parents brought them to the U.S. as children. Republican Congresswoman Maria Salazar of Florida says she's ready to argue to her side of the aisle that Dreamers deserve legal status.
Because I think it's inconceivable, once again, that good people cannot stand up and say proudly, I'm here and I'm contributing and I want to be part of the promised land.
While House Democrats have passed previous versions of this bill, no Colorado Republicans voted for it. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado long-term care worker has won a court judgment of more than $470,000 due to violations of overtime laws. Alita Ayo made a salary of $30,000 a year. She was required to live at the Meadow Vista Assisted Living Care Facility. She was responsible for staffing it 365 days a year. She sued, claiming she was underpaid for years. A jury agreed.
Within the home care industry, our assisted livings, a lot of owners, they do not pay their employees fairly. So hopefully this won't happen again to anybody.
Attorneys for Meadow Vista say they didn't intentionally steal her wages. This is CPR News and KRCC.